Talking about you with Estra, season 8, episode 77. Yes, we're here on Monday through Fridays, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate your time and look forward to sharing ideas, information, and comments. Why? Because if you've heard me say before, it makes us all better people. Now, don't forget, you can actually send me your comments, your pictures, your stories onto estrascarwreckhelp.com, because being in a collision, I know, is stressful. And as we'll find today, stress is not a good thing for any of us, although it seems like the majority of us spend way too much of our time in that position. Today, as we're going to continue on with the week, our topic is how to love and take care of self. Now, we need to remember that when we're not doing that, then we are actually not doing one of the most important things that we've been brought here to do, and that's to love ourselves and to take care of ourselves. When we do that, not only does our love extend to ourselves, but it extends out to the people around us in our world. Seems really easy, doesn't it? But a lot of the things and the complications that and way in which our societies have set things up today, and particularly here in the United States, I think we've fallen in every category as far as we used to be number one in so many areas in the world, and we're just dropping like flies, and particularly even with our health care. And then we have the president talking about he's going to come up with something that's better than Obamacare. Imagine that. You think the Republicans, as hard as they fought against Obamacare, really want to do something for us? Really? They'd rather see so many people die than do the right thing. So when you go to the polls, remember who's for you and who's not. Okay, the ones who are trying to save your lives or the ones who are trying to end it. And how will you know? Because you can look at the budget cuts for Medicare that Mr. Trump actually decided he was going to do. And at Congress passed that, they know their butt would have been in a sling. Right? Because people are paying attention. Medicare and Social Security is one of the last things we have in our society that helps to hold us up above poverty. I mean, you're in poverty, trust me. Most people only have their Social Security, especially seniors, to live on. And as you know, $1,500, $2,000 a month rent doesn't cut it when you're only getting maybe $1,500 to $1,200 a month. That is a serious problem. So don't be deceived, because it might be your life that's depending on the issues. You need to just look at not what people say, look at what they do. They don't always tell you what they're doing, so that's why you have to stay informed. Mainstream media, to me, a lot of times they seem more like a soap opera than the news. So you have to make sure that you go out and you find places that are really interested in talking facts. One of the ones I do really like that I found recently is Vice News Tonight. And it is a show that goes back to just telling you the facts about the news. We don't need drama. We just need facts. I think that most people in the United States are very educated and very capable of being able to look at a situation and decide whether it's for them. But then you've got to take away all of the nonsense that they have going on out there. Them putting in their own emphasis, telling it the way they want to say it, putting out their lies when they know it's not true. What if they just gave us the facts? What if just the media did this one thing? They stopped propagating the things that are said by our American administrations that are lies. Just stop with those. This is a lie. You don't have to promote lies. This is the truth. Take the stance. We're going to start telling the truth about what's going on. This is what is factual about the situation. And, you know, people are talking so much about the Mueller report. The Mueller report isn't going to do anything for us. Evidently not. We shouldn't have a whole lot of faith in it. People are fighting it both ways. I told you so this way. I told you so that way. This is not a soap opera. This is the United States of America that's going down fast. And if we don't wake up and smell the roses, regardless of which roses are out there, we don't need to be a Democrat or Republican. We need to be Americans, right? Because if you're going to just stay on those fences and turn left and right, you're just being a fool, in my opinion. Why did I just call you a fool, in my opinion? I called you a fool when any of us, not you in particular, when any of us believe things that are lies. that aren't true. And why would we harbor lies? We never did before. Our grandparents, great-grandparents, they did the best they could. They would look at a situation and think, are these people for us, against us? Well, yes, their candidates may have had a little bit more integrity when speaking out. I would agree with you there. We don't have to look far to see that we've got a lot of things missing in our country right now. But that's also because you have to stand up and you have to fight strong and you have to say, this is what I believe. And right now, I think we're really lucky because there are really some people out here in the United States that are calling it like it is, saying it like it is, and telling you like it is. And they don't have anything really to gain by telling you the truth. Those are the ones you want to look at. Let's take a look at the facts, just the facts. That's always what I say, even with people in car accidents. You get in a car accident, somebody comes up and talks to you, and particularly the police are the only ones you have to talk to. Give them the facts. Don't go into your emotional. You can save your emotional trauma for somebody who loves you and cares you or for a counselor. But when you're talking to people about serious situations, just the facts. How come the facts have been so hard? Have people got so caught up in the greed of money that they forgot what else is important? But before I digress, because you know I can really get off on there, and I could have spent a lot of time right there. In fact, the whole show today on that. But what I want to talk about, instead of the minute with today, with a purpose today, I'm going to tell you about an actual documentary that you've got to see. It's called One Nation Under Stress, and it's by Dr. Gupta on CNN. The thing that really impressed me about this was the fact that somebody in our society took the time. I mean, it wasn't just him. There are millions of people out there. So let's just not think the bad people or the people who have disrespect or don't care about us are the only ones out there. There are some people who care, but we don't hear about it because the mainstream media doesn't talk a lot about them. And so that's why I really like this show, One Nation Under Stress, because it told the problem. We've known for the last 10 or 12 years, boy, this is a lot of stress. We see so many homeless people. We see so many hungry people. We see how many people can't even afford daily living things. We've seen children that are doing without. To large degrees, not small degrees, a lot of people with high levels of stress in and out. And we're looking at, and I thought this was just so wonderful. I do believe, and I agree, they say stress is the number one killer in the United States. Now, they won't label it that. They've got these other things like drugs and suicide and cirrhosis of the liver, and they're calling them deaths of despair. And I agree that. In fact, I think we could look at deaths of despair, but we could just look at living in despair, right? Living discouraged, living without hope, living burdened so that 1% can do take all the money that you have, persuade you to think the way they think, persuade you to do the things that they want you to do. How many commercials are you being brainwashed with each day? How much are those clothes and diamond rings and expensive luxury cars and going out to the most wonderful restaurants? But are they really all that good? What if you were able to go out and do all of those things? Do you really think that would make you happy? It may make you happy for a minute. And it may take away some of your pain and suffering, and that's okay. But the reality is, the only thing that really is going to make you happy in life is you. And that's when you have to start loving yourself and take good care of yourself. That's where it all starts. And then everything else branches out from there. Your mate, your family, your friends, your coworkers, all of those things. Imagine if we all had that kind of self-love and peace and taking good care of ourselves right now. Then nothing these people can say or do could stop us from accomplishing our goals. Think how wonderful that would be to wake up every single morning. Do you remember that? Waking up every single morning, being pumped about what you're going to do, where you're going to go, how things are going to be that day, how you're going to resolve problems, how you're going to enjoy the things that are great in life. What about even adding new things to the way you see things? All of those things are important. But unless you put your eyes back on you, that won't happen. Our insurance companies and things, medical issues that come up, all the things that will have to be addressed when you have been injured in a car accident or you have disabilities, yes, you're going to have to deal with those. But you need to know, but if you have love for you first, you'll have a filter. You'll be able to filter all the things that you're seeing or experiencing through how you view life and the things that you want to have happen. That's what you got to do. You got to get back there if you're not there. If you're there, stay there. And if you're there, show other people how they can get there. It's important. In fact, do hashtag Estra's Radio Show on Twitter and tell me just how you did it. It's important. We need that. It's a serious kind of love. It's a love for self that makes things so important. Okay, let me get back. You've got to go see this. You've got to see this show. Please do. It'll open your eyes to so many things that are probably going on in your life and have been, and you didn't even recognize it. It talks about, it goes and shows a lot of towns in the Midwest where, was it the Midwest? They were small towns where they've lost their way of, their way of actually living. They lost their standard of living, but a lot of their plants closed and they didn't have jobs. And I mean, it's just phenomenal. And just how some people have just been set up with too much debt and being overwhelmed. There's just so much of this. But it doesn't have to be that way. But let me list about five or six things on this program. I hope that you'll just take a look at. Another thing that we're talking about is the people who are struggling now are the white middle class, right? Most of the time, you still don't even hear it's the white middle class. You just think about people of color having a hard time. And believe me, people of color have been having a hard time for generations, right? And have had stress. High blood pressure, diabetes has run in particular, I know, people of color, black people in general, for generations. So stress has been there. And that was just amazing how they actually lay out the stress indicators. So please watch this. They also talked about the main reasons why people are in such despair. The greed in America by the 1%, they said maybe 10%, I say top 1% that are so greedy, and say unrealistic ability to survive with layoffs, right? So you get laid off. A lot of people have a lot of bills. Those bills, no money, lots of bills, lots of stress, right? Remember something. When bad things happen to you, first of all, you have to start right from there. Is it going to hurt? Oh, heck yeah. You're going to have to cry, maybe. You're going to have to stomp your feet. You know, you're going to have to get angry. You're going to have to be frustrated. But that's okay. You can do those things. But remember to get up. Get up once you fall. Get up. Don't stay down there. It's not your fault. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I don't care. Get up. Get up and start again. That's what we as Americans are known for. And if somebody is mistreating you and abusing you, speak out on it. Don't hold it in. That abuse is not nothing to play with. You get that stuff. I said this last time. You have to get it out. You can't keep all that stuff in. What do I do? I exhale. I exhale. You find your way to make sure you don't keep all that stuff boggled in. And one of the things I did like on this show is the way in which they show when you get stressed out, what actually happens in your body. It's incredible to see. And another thing they talked about is, and I've seen this before and I've read different things and it's just out there, a lot of information. Unable to pay bills monthly. So if you have, I always talk about this. In fact, I think the other day I was talking about a lot of people, they're talking about getting to the end of the month. We're not talking to the end of the month. We're talking about maybe 2 weeks or 1 week after you get money and then going back to the same rich people who gave it to you. What a turnaround. We need something better than that. That is not something that's acceptable in America. And you know what? They're going to keep pimping us out until what? We stand up and say no more. No more. You can't have all the money in the United States. You can't make us work for slave labor and wonder why we can't survive. You're trying to kill us off? What are you trying to do? Are you hurting us? Why? And why isn't the Republican Congress, who's had a decade now to do something different, why haven't they? Right? They've just been abusing. How do you know? Just look around you. Right? If they were even doing something good for the Republicans, it would be good. You know, the majority of Republicans are still out there with all the Democrats broke, hurting, right? Fighting insurance companies for settlements and benefits because they won't pay. Hello, right? We've got to wake up. Are you awake yet? Okay, because if they're not, when they get through with you, I guarantee you they're coming for your kids. They are coming for your kids. Your kids will look up, and what will they have? Just that ton of student debt holding over their heads right now, forever. What will their kids have? Something worse, maybe not even being able to get the dreams that they want. You got to fight for it, people. It's not going to just come and sit on your lap and say, hello, let's go. Okay? Especially with the people who are representing us now. You've got to stand up. Another thing they talked about with stress was isolation and a lack of support. Right? You would think with the social media things we have now, there should be lots of support. People should be just overwhelmed with care and love. Right? But that's not how it is. And why is that? In my opinion, is because there's so many oppressive tactics out there, starting with not letting people vote, which has got to change. We all have a right to vote. So we need to change that. We can't just stop with what they want us to do. Okay? We have to begin to love and protect each other. When you see that next person on the street, if they're not an insured harasser, okay, faking it. But a real person that's hurting, say something to them. I'm not saying you have to be bubbling over of joy. I'm not saying you have to stop your day. You could just say, what's up, man? How you doing, miss? Take care of yourself. Have a good day. How hard is that? That is not hard. That lets them know people out here still care. And by the way, you don't have to be outdoors to be having these issues. You can be indoors. All right, so when you go outdoors, you speak to people. You say hello, not for their benefit, but for your own. So let me just tell you, this is just a must-see documentary. So, and if you're in that population that they're talking about on this video, on this documentary, don't give up and don't give in. You just keep fighting. You just decide to pick up your plat or your bed and get to walking. Okay? Don't stop. You see something wrong, don't ignore it. Don't be fearful. That's why I personally believe we've gotten in this cycle of being able to be abused is because of fear. We can't just continue to fear. We have to have faith, encouragement, determination, whatever rocks your boat. Get that boat rocking. Okay? You can't just sit there and just be afraid. The bullies win. Harassers win. Right? People who are abusing you will not stop unless you stand up. And trust me, if you like they used to say, if you're bending over, right? What's that? You stand up. You know, people can get on your back when you're bent over. We don't need any of that, especially if you got back pain. But what I'm trying to say is you need to stand up and you need to fight. And this is no time right now in our world to pretend, right? When McConnell in the Senate won't even let a climate change bill come to be voted on, you know there's something that's not right with those folks. Oh no, I'm going to hold back all the bills. Oh no, I'm not going to let Obama do anything in 8 years. Oh no, we don't need that crap. Toss it out the window. Get some people in there who love and care about the United States of America and show it each and every day on the way they do their job and how they keep jobs even here in America instead of shipping them off where they can pay half price and then want you to come back and pay three times as much for them. Are we stupid or is it them? We're the one that's supplying the money that we don't even have anymore because they've taken it. They said, okay, we can find some more suckers all around the world. Why do we stay here in the United States? I say we have to change that. We can't believe that. But let me go ahead. What I wanted to talk about on the topic today, which, of course, you know, I could really keep going on the other part. So I'm just going to have to take a break from there and go right into our topic or the time will slip away. What I want to talk about is how are you getting through your car accident with injury or disability? One of the first things I want to say is, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to be injured. Don't be ashamed to be disabled. Okay? You are still the same person you were before the injury or the disability. You haven't changed. Maybe some things about you are a little different. That could be true. But there's no reason for you to be ashamed or feel that you are less than anyone else because you're not. You are not less than anyone else. And don't let anybody tell you so. Don't let anybody's emotions and the feelings that they do make you also think that's the case. Because guess what? You are not. You are the same person you were the day you were born. We all learn different things. We all go through different things in life. We don't know what's going to come our way. What I can tell you, though, is disability will make you a lot more compassionate in most cases than you were before you were disabled. And why is that? Because you have greater understanding about how situations go in other people's lives. So, first of all, number one, just don't be ashamed, period. Number two, stop worrying and being stressed out. Okay, those don't do anything for you. You're already not feeling well. You're already injured. You're already disabled. Okay, stressing out is just going to shut off your brain. And that's something if you're dealing with insured harassers, they want you to do. They want you to shut down. They want you to be discouraged. They want to make you miserable. Well, make them unhappy. Choose the opposite. Don't be. Be thankful every day that you get up. Every morning. Whoo, I made it through another day and that other day was crazy. Keep on moving. Keep on thinking. Don't go in a negative path. Choose to be positive. Now, I'm not saying unrealistic, okay? Let's don't get confused. Go ahead and deal with all the issues that come your way. You don't have to deal with them all in one day, by the way. You can spread them out. And that's why I say about getting the Estra 219 Car Accident Weekly Planner. It will help you to space these things out and sort things out. And also keep your documentation when you're dealing with attorneys or insurance companies or Social Security. I mean, there's so many, the police even. They're all working in this stuff together. And don't even add Wall Street into the mix with employer ERISA. There's a lot of things going on when you're injured and disabled that most people haven't a clue about until they're in the thick of them. And then they don't know what to look up, look down, look left, look right. Who knows? You know after you've been there. So if you've been there, share it. And don't be afraid to, because people need to know what you've experienced. Okay. The other thing is bills will be there after everything is gone. Bills never go away. But I do recommend this. Get all of your bills down. We don't know where our society is going, in particular in the United States. Get your bills down. Stay on budget. All these new things they say you need, do you? I personally say you just need to have something saved. Do I know how hard that is? Let me tell you right now, I understand, especially when you have a lot of different things coming at you in ways to hopefully keep you broke. Okay? But you can fight. You can say, I'm not going to be broke. I refuse to be broke. Like they want me to be. I'm going to save a penny a day if that's what I have to start with. Then I'll go to nickels. I don't care. It's a thing to establish over time. Once you start it, it'll be easy to keep going. But there will be fights against you because they want your money. They don't care if you have a half a penny. They want it. Are you eating? They don't care. Okay, let me make sure that you understand, though, there are some people out there that do care and are trying. And they've been trying for generations. I think they've passed that love on from family member to family member. So thank them when you find someone who's caring and supporting. And then you also help in the way that you can. Because we all can do something. We can. We just have to choose to and not worry about some of those other things. Stop worrying, like I said, and being stressed out. Do something that's positive. Instead of worry, be positive. One little thing will make a difference in your life. Loving yourself by understanding your current condition. What's your current condition right now? More importantly, is stopping you from loving yourself? That answers a lot of questions. What's stopping you from loving yourself? Right? Face it head on and say, oh, heck no. I don't care what somebody else says about me. I don't care what I have or don't have. I don't care where I am in life today. I'm going to start right now by loving myself. And also set real expectations versus those you see that set you up for emotional pain and suffering. Right? Well, all that media garbage you see, it ain't real. It ain't real. All that is about getting what you got. If it was real, it'd be about something different. That doesn't mean that there's not might be something you don't want that's out there. And that's okay. We all want things. We all need things. We do need to separate what we want versus what we need. But we can work that out. We can work that out for better lives for all of us. So you just set your hopes and dreams on your timetable, not somebody else's. Yeah, let them go ahead and play their own games. Let them see how much money they can make off of their own lies. Let them be able to just go ahead and accept them. We don't need them. That's one thing I do enjoy about the millennials. The millennials, somehow along the path, maybe because they saw just how much trouble their parents had in this last recession, they don't necessarily fall for all the okey-dokes that are out there. They want to see something genuine. They want to see something that's real. Wow. They want to be able to be themselves. They don't want to be somebody else wants them to be. I think that's a lot of wisdom for a generation. So it'll be interesting watching just how they end up turning this a country around, which I personally believe they're totally capable of. And the other thing I want to say is forgiveness of self mistakes. Okay? You're going to make mistakes. If you're not, you know, you should be called God. You should not be human at all. If you're not going to get passed through this world without making mistakes. But what you can do when you make a mistake is you try to fix it, you try to clear it up, and you try to do better. That's the only thing that's required, right? So forgive yourself for mistakes, right? Sometimes it's, you know, it's something very simple. Oh, maybe I should have just wore my thongs instead of my heels today. Oh, my feet are killing me, right? It could be a million and one things, but what I'm saying is forgive yourself. Okay, tomorrow when I walk out that door, I'm going to have my thongs on. Okay? The shoe thongs, not the other thong, by the way. Okay? You just got to love yourself. You just got to do it. Not only just for you, but for us as a society. So you have to also remember, I'm sorry, I've got this thing about saying so. I'll have to break myself. I don't know where I picked that up in the last few ones. So I'll stop trying to do that pretty soon. You're also going to have to get some rest. You have to rest. It's not easy to rest, though, when you're stressed out and worrying, right? That's one of the things that really just shuts everything off. And what do we know about sleep? Sleep restores the body. I personally believe it not only restores the body, but the soul. You got to have those things. So think about how it works for you. That's what makes the difference. You have to have a healing each day. I like to laugh, right? Have a vision of a good fortune in your life. Make it up if you need to for right now. Whatever it takes to get you to that point where you think, okay, I'm going to move in the right direction. Just recognize how much you can actually accomplish each day. Don't get in there trying to do 1,000 things at once. You just can't do them all. Do what you can and then wait for the next day. And what if someone says, you know, it's taking you 50 years to do that? Maybe it will. And that's okay too. But you got it done. And you can be proud of it when it's done, but you don't have to wait that long. You can be proud of every little thing you do each day. It's important to care about yourself. Your way may not be the way society wants you to be. And that's okay. That's truly okay. You just continue to do what is best for you and taking care of yourself and have self-love. That's what matters. Let me know what you think about today's issues that we discussed. Tell me what those experiences have meant to you and if it's helped you to move on in some way. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate you. Come back tomorrow. I can't believe we only have 2 more days to talk about self-love and taking good care of yourself, because we could talk about this for a year, right? We'll probably come back to it. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care of yourself. And love yourself.